Well, Bradley Johnson, extraordinary. 11 goals in two home games. The team's absolutely flying at the moment.
Oh yeah, we're doing well. We're confident, you know. I think we've put the past behind us where we had that little bad dip of games. But yeah, like we want to get clean sheets. We're disappointed we didn't get a clean sheet today, but we want to get our home full sorted out. And the last two home games have been great for us and I'm sure for the fans.
What has changed? Because you seem to have found a real ruthless streak as a team here, and you are putting teams away now.
Yeah, I think we've just cut out on our mistakes. You know, we were making a lot of individual mistakes and a team mistakes, and you know, we've just cut out on silly mistakes. We know we've got the hang of this league now. We know teams are going to come here and not try and come at us, and it's down to us to break them down. And I think, like I said, the Huddersfield game, it was a poor first half, but second half we come out and all guns blazing. And we know the first half here it was a bit damn us, but I think second half we come out and we really had a go and when we got the goals.
It's an extraordinary thing to say when you've just scored six goals, but you could have had more, couldn't you?
Yeah, we could have a lot more, and that's what we just talked about there. Cam had a few chances in the first half, but like I said, we're creating chances and it's not a bad thing, you know. If he's got to be in the right place at the right time, he's getting the chances to score, but unfortunately today he didn't score them. But we had loads of chances today, and it just shows that we are creating chances, and on another day we would have put them away.
And from a personal level, how much are you enjoying your football at the moment? Two in the last home game, two more today.
Yeah, you know, I'm enjoying my main aim. Like I said before, I always say my main aim is to play as many games as I can and stay in the team. And like I said, if I keep on scoring, it's a bonus for me and to help the team. But the main thing for me is to help the team get the 3 points, and we've done that today.
You've been given a slightly new role over the last month or so, playing slightly to the left. That seems to be getting the best out of you. Why do you think that is?
I wouldn't say it's getting. I've played there before. You know, I played most of my time at Leeds on the left wing. I won't say I'm a winger. I'm not like a Nathan Redman who can take on a man and get across his in. But like I said, I'll do a job out there for the team. It's a good outlet for the lads like Russ, who gets at the back, and Wits to put on the diag, because I say I'll favour myself in the air against any right back in this league. And like I said, I'll do a job for the team. And the manager favours me out there at the moment. And if I keep on scoring, I'm sure I'll stay out there for a lot longer.
You've got Reading next again. It wasn't long ago that they were winning at Carrow Road. So do you feel you owe them one on Sunday?
Yeah, and especially I wasn't playing in that game. I was suspended, so I'm looking forward to going down there. And like I said, we're confident. We're on a good run at the moment. And like I said, it's just another game, and we've got to go there and put in the same performance we did here today, and hopefully we'll get the 3 points.
I suppose, you know, two games in 48 hours isn't so much of a problem when you've just won the first one 6-1, psychologically.
Yeah, it gives you that confidence going down there. But like I said, we've got to put this behind us now and concentrate on the game coming up. Reading, we're in tomorrow, and we're prepared for that, and we'll travel down there tomorrow. So we've just got to look forward to that and hopefully get the 3 points.
This run has coincided with Mike Phelan arriving. How much of a difference has he made?
Yeah, you know, he's just come in and give everyone that confidence, you know. He's a man with great experience, and he's come in and he's just given everyone that confidence, and him and the gaffer and Holt, they're all working well together, and we've got solid foundations now. We're looking more solid in games, and like I said, we're scoring a lot and creating a lot, so it's all good.
And of course, he was a midfielder as well, so has he been particularly talking to you about your game?
No, he ain't been really talking to anyone individually. It's just he's come in and he said, look, you're good players, you've been in the Premier League for 3 years for a reason, and you've got to be confident and play the way that you have played before, and you'll get there.
But you know, the standard has been set now, hasn't it, for what Norwich City can do? We've all seen it. It's got to keep happening.
Yeah, you know, we've got to keep that confidence and results going week in, week out. Like I said, it's us. We've set a standard now. We've got to stay above that standard. We can't drop. If we want to get out of this league, we've got to keep our standards up and keep winning games.
All right, Brad, thank you.
Cheers, thank you.
A couple more, Brad.